Hi, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Upper Limit Podcast. My name is Jerrica Slow, and I help teach you how to make your brain work with you rather than against you so that you can optimize your mental well-being. I had a friend the other day ask me about my morning routine because she was sick of just rushing into her day. She felt like it was doing damage to her stress and mental health. So it gave me the idea to not only share my morning routine with you guys, because honestly, truthfully, I've spent the last 2 years trying to find a routine that just feels really good. And I finally feel like I've mastered it. And it just, I literally can't start my day without it. But also to help you create your own morning routine, because we are all individual people with individual needs and desires and likes and dislikes, and what works for me might not work for you and vice versa. So I think it's so critically important to create a routine that works for you, because our routines should be aligning with our goals. And obviously, because we're all individual people, we all have different goals. And honestly, your morning routine is what is going to bring you your goals and bring you towards your success. So you really just need to create a routine that works for you, that's in alignment with your goals. And I'm going to give you some guidelines today and share with you how to create a routine backed by science that actually works. We are going to talk about why your morning routine is critical, what makes a good morning routine, how to create one, and then I'm also going to share my personal non-negotiables. So first and foremost, a solid morning routine is critical for your mental health, success, energy, productivity, motivation, and absolutely everything in between. I honestly think that I have become a completely different person, and I think that that's also kind of the goal if you're looking to reach a new level of success, is the whole, you know, identity and self-concept change. And embodying a new morning routine has allowed me to actually step into a new version of myself. And I look at where I was in life just 2 years ago, maybe even just a year ago, and the biggest thing that I changed was my morning routine. And I'm just a big morning routine girly now. Literally, I cannot start my workday until I've completed my morning routine. And even if if something just is off, I feel off. And I just have really mastered the concept of a morning routine that helps you set your day up for success in terms of your mental wellness, in terms of your goals, in terms of your nervous system and your mindset and all of that. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to share. That's what I'm going to share with you guys. Now, if you are not really a routine type of person throughout your day, my personal but educational opinion is that you should still absolutely have a solid morning routine. It doesn't need to, you know, consist of the exact same things every day, but it should fall within the same type of flow or guide. And that's what I'm going to share with you today, right? It's just that flow or guide that you can create your morning routine off of. And this is simply because how you start your day sets the tone for the rest of your day. Okay, it helps relieve stress and become more resilient to stressors throughout your day. It helps increase and optimize your self-love. This is the biggest one for me. When people ask me, how did you cultivate self-love? How did you start loving yourself more? I always say my routines, actually showing up for myself. It sets the tone for the production of neurochemicals that influence your mood and motivation. It helps stimulate your brain for productivity, helps you move closer to your goals, and ultimately it just influences how you go about experiencing your day-to-day, which we've talked about this before, but when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, how we experience our days, how we experience our life, right? But also our brains are more susceptible to what we feed it and the actions that we take first thing in the morning. And it basically primes your brain for how you're going to go about your day, which ultimately is going to determine your future success. So if you are someone who wants to learn how to set your day up for success, then this is absolutely the podcast episode for you. So let's start off by talking about things you should avoid in your morning routine to set the tone for what a solid morning routine entails. Now, most people either start their day with scrolling their phones, either social media, emails, texts, calendar to-dos, or literally all of the above, and or they are rushing out the door with little to no time because, and like, this is causing their day to control them rather than taking control of their day. And this was me, okay? This was me when I worked a 9-to-5. I just wanted to get out of bed like 30 minutes before, eat my breakfast to go, only have enough time to let the dogs out, get ready, rush out the door. This was me. But then it was also me when I started a business because I wasn't actually doing anything to take care of myself in the morning. I was jumping straight out of bed, sometimes not even taking off my pajamas and grabbing my laptop, and then most times just going right back into bed with the laptop, working all day, sometimes not even eating until 3 p.m. I think that that's such a common thing for entrepreneurs, especially when they start, is just like forgetting to eat. And this was me, okay? And it was like my cortisol levels were so high. I was so stressed. I was just, my mental health was struggling. And it, you guys, can't say it enough. Morning routine is the way to success. So starting your day looking at your to-dos or scrolling your emails and social media, it all primes your brain for distraction. And it also increases your cortisol levels and unhealthy levels of dopamine, creating a lack of motivation for bigger tasks throughout your day that may not be providing your brain with that instant gratification the same way that social media does. So when you start your day with these types of things, it also signals to your brain to enter panic or survival mode, right? And this is where our nervous systems become dysregulated. And this is going to just carry on with your behaviors, thoughts, and emotions throughout your entire day. So we just want to ensure that we enter our days with intentionality, because just like we've discussed before on the podcast, every behavior we engage in results in the neurotransmitters and neural networks that get activated, which affect our entire experience of life. When we first wake up in the morning, our brains are transitioning brainwave states, and we have high theta brainwave activity, which basically means that our subconscious mind is wide open for new programming. And if you are starting your day scrolling your social media or your emails, or like, you are actually wiring all of what you see and hear into your subconscious, which is going to rule 95% of your daily thoughts, your daily feelings, and your daily behaviors and actions, which in the end is essentially controlling your entire outer world result and experience. So it's just so critical to be intentional about how you start your morning so that you can prime your brain with positivity and success, because your brain is the controller of your life. And the saying, tomorrow is a new day, is honestly so true, because even though I've never actually looked into the science of like how the brain resets every day, what I do know is that you can set the tone for the neurotransmitters that impact your mood, motivation, and mental well-being for the day through what you do in the morning, which to me basically means and insinuates that you get a fresh start for working towards your success and having optimal mental well-being every morning. And we should absolutely take advantage of this if we want to live a life that we actually love. Okay. So what makes a good morning routine? I like to ensure that I am doing something for my mind, body, and soul every morning. Things that are actually going to allow you to fill up your own cup first so that you have the energy and mental capacity to be of service to those around you, whether it's people at work, your kids, your partner, your roommates, your friends, whomever. And I know I always say this, but I especially need to reiterate it for this episode. Showing up for yourself first is not in any way selfish. It's actually completely 1000% necessary. And I get a lot of comments from parents like, LOL, you don't have kids. You clearly don't have kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And let me just say, what makes you think that you can show up for your children to the best of your ability if your battery is low? Okay, we become irritable, moody, angry, and more reactive when our batteries are low. And the only way to recharge is to spend time with yourself and fill up your cup. And when your battery is full and recharged, you have the ability to actually show up the way you desire and need to for all the people around you. And I think that if you're a parent listening to this, or even someone who desires to be a parent in the near future, we need to shift away from this mindset that taking time for yourself first thing in the morning is selfish, or that you quote unquote don't have time to do it, and really shift into the mindset of understanding that your kids and family actually benefit more when you take the time to fill up your own cup. And because of that, you should be prioritizing it, right? It's almost like this like weird illusion of people thinking showing up for yourself is selfish and that you should be putting other people first, like your family and close loved ones first. But also like when you actually put yourself first, you have the ability to be the best version to these other people. So it's like you kind of actually should and need to be showing up for yourself and filling up your own cup and prioritizing yourself in order to actually prioritize other people, which honestly just leads me right into the next point on the amount of time spent for your morning routine. Now, I understand that I have the luxury of creating my own schedule for work, which in turn means that I have the luxury of spending 2 to 3 hours on a morning routine, which truthfully, yes, I do spend upwards of 3 hours on a morning routine before jumping into work. But this is the point that I said earlier surrounding creating a routine that works for you. Just because you hear other people saying like, yeah, my routine's 3 hours long and, you know, it's a great morning routine, whatever, doesn't mean that just because you don't have 3 hours means that you just like shouldn't have a morning routine at all, right? Like a 5-minute morning routine can be just as effective as a 2-hour morning routine. It is far less about the time and more about the habits, which essentially means that there's no room for excuses. Okay, my friends, excuses are just limiting beliefs stopping you from doing something because it's not safe to your mind and body. And a great example of this is a lot of people who lack self-love find it hard to make time, like even literally just 5 minutes, to show up for themselves because subconsciously they don't think that they're worthy of it. So your brain creates excuses as to why you can't or shouldn't show up for yourself. Would you rather a latte or more confidence? Would you rather a margarita or an abundant money mindset? Would you rather a candle or less anxiety? Or would you rather a mug or inner peace? And now what if I told you that for the price of one latte a week, you could rewire your brain and nervous system to support the success you desire? Now, I want to introduce to you the Upper Limit membership, a space for you to upgrade your mindset, lifestyle, and nervous system to support inner peace, more success, and mental wellness. Your current life experience, it doesn't matter if it's the way that you feel about yourself, your relationships, your career success, your struggles with anxiety, all of it. It's all a result of your neural circuitry, which is shaped through your past experiences. And the way that your brain and nervous system is wired determines your habitual thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, which all result in the way that you experience life. With brain rewiring tools, you can reshape your neural circuitry to support the success that you desire so that you can experience a life that brings you joy and fulfillment. And in the Upper Limit membership, we do just that. For only $9.99 a month, you gain access to weekly tools and trainings to help you rewire your brain and nervous system, access to a library of meditations, affirmation audios, EFT tapping, nervous system regulation, journal prompts, healthy habits, brain trainings, and more. A form to anonymously send in your struggles and desires to receive personalized support, a community chat to connect with other like-minded individuals, and bi-monthly live Q&A calls. It's one thing to indulge in learning how to change your life, but applying the tools to rewire your brain and body is where you will see true change. So head to the link in the show notes to join the Upper Limit membership for only $9.99 a month. And this was honestly something that I really struggled with, especially when I started a business and I actually had, you know, the luxury to create a 2-hour, 3-hour routine if I wanted to, but I just didn't because my brain made up excuses like, oh, you need to get to work, or like, oh, like you have XYZ, blah, 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 right? Like it came up with all these excuses because it didn't feel worthy of actually taking care of itself. So in turn, it was like, no, you can't do that. And I just always felt like I didn't deserve to slow down and take time for myself, that I needed to just jump straight into action and work. And it was actually because I was lacking self-love. So my message for all of you in all of that is that you are worthy of setting yourself up for success. You are worthy of taking time for yourself. It does not matter what your circumstances are. Okay, you can come up with at least 5 minutes a day to get your mind, body, and soul right so that you can optimize your mental and physical well-being. Okay, we got a little bit off track. But what makes a solid morning routine? Like, let's get back to that. What does it include? Okay, it includes things like intention setting, because setting daily intentions not only aligns your actions with your values and your goals, but it also signals to your reticular activating system what to look for and put focus on for the day. Now, as soon as I open my eyes, I like to say something like, I intend to be showered with unexpected blessings today, or I intend to feel successful today. You are literally just signaling to your brain what your intention is, what you want it to do. And a solid morning routine, like I briefly mentioned earlier, also includes something for your mind, body, and soul. And I'm actually going to break down an easy 4-step process to creating your own routine in a bit. But essentially, doing something for your mind, body, and soul allows you to get your mindset right, regulate your nervous system, get your blood flowing, and to connect with yourself, which are all critical for your mental health and for future you's success. These are things like affirmation recordings, hypnosis, meditation, anything that will help you reprogram your mind with the next level you beliefs that you are desiring to have. And then for your soul, things like reading, journaling, maybe some angel cards if you're one of my spiritual people and you're into that. And then things for your body, such as somatic movement to help regulate your nervous system, a walk, a run, a workout class, yoga, just anything to get your body moving and to release critical neurotransmitters for a successfully mentally healthy day. I don't know why I feel like I said that weirdly. I also wholeheartedly believe, especially from experience, that a solid morning routine includes no distractions. So like just the focus being on yourself. So turning your phone on do not disturb or airplane mode until you're ready to jump into your day after you've spent time showing up for yourself. Like I have a focus setting on my phone where every day from, I think it's 8 or 9 p.m. I think it's 9 p.m. until 8 a.m. the next morning, my notifications are completely off and I don't get them. So just doing something that's going to help you eliminate distractions. And this also helps because I'm not waking up, because obviously like I open up my phone to put on like affirmation audios or a meditation, but I'm not like scrolling any of my notifications. And having like do not disturb on is really helpful because I don't like wake up and immediately see all these notifications and then want to like answer them or check them out or scroll or XYZ. Oh, something I need to say that I feel like wouldn't make this a proper morning routine podcast if I didn't mention that your morning routine starts the night before. Okay, I'm sure you've heard that saying before, but it's so true. If you are not shutting off and winding down before bed, or just like not getting good sleep, then this is going to affect your morning routine. So some essentials that I think everyone can and should follow are not going on your phone for the last hour of your day, especially in terms of social media, and going to bed at a decent time. Now, I know this one may be hard depending on your job or school or something, but at least having a consistent bedtime is what's most important, right? Just that consistency, not like one night you're going to bed at 4 a.m. and the next you're going to bed at 10 p.m. and then it's 1 a.m. and just like have a little bit of consistency. Just like the earliest you can do that aligns with your lifestyle and obligations. So for me, I go to sleep around 10 p.m. That's when I shut off the lights and fall to the pillow and attempt to go to sleep. So I like to be off my phone and off social media by at least 9 p.m. And I like to spend the last hour reading or sometimes watching TV with my boyfriend Will, which I know technically the lights from the TV may be a little overstimulating for bedtime, but I'm also human and Will and I like to watch some TV before bed. So just making sure you're setting your morning routine up for success through your evening routine. Okay, now what most of you have probably been waiting for, how to create your own morning routine that works for you. Let's dive in. I'm going to share an easy four-step formula, okay? It's called mindfulness, nourish, movement, proactive. Starting from the minute you wake up until you start your workday, okay? So step one is mindfulness. You should always start your day with mindfulness to ease your way into the day and allow your brain to wake up and get settled. This could be things like meditation, intentional breathing, maybe even EFT tapping. Just starting your day with habits and activities that are going to allow you to tune into how you're feeling, right? Maybe release some of those built up emotions that you woke up with. And I know that that's something I really resonate with. It's not so much anymore because I've been doing a lot of nervous system regulation, but before I was waking up with a pit of fear in my chest every single morning. So starting my day with EFT tapping really helps. And just things that are going to allow you to calm your mind and body. I also think that this would be a great time to introduce some easy brain rewiring tools. EFT can technically account for that, but more so nervous system regulation, but easy things that you can habit stack like affirmations, because especially because as soon as we wake up, right? Because we have that high theta brainwave activity, we really need to take advantage of the fact that our brain is transitioning brainwave states and that our subconscious mind is wide open because our brains are more suggestible at this time, right? So if you listen to positive affirmations during this time, you actually start to wire them in as new beliefs and ultimately change your entire neural circuitry to support the thoughts and behaviors that you desire. But you can habit stack affirmations on top of tapping or while you're meditating, just things to really get your mind right, because this is what controls your mental and emotional well-being. Okay, so that's step one, mindfulness. Step two is called nourish. This could include things like water with electrolytes or your greens if you drink that. I know I don't. I'm an electrolyte girly. Having breakfast, if you're someone who eats right when you wake up. I personally tend to wait 2 hours for that, not for any particular reason other than the fact that that's just how my morning routine is, but that's completely up to you. That's your choice. But also things to nourish your soul, like journaling or reading. In fact, reading in the morning is great for a number of things, including it helps stimulate your brain, causes you to think, use your imagination, put together mental imagery, etc. So just nourishing your body and soul with some healthy habits that set you up for success with focus, mental clarity, connection to self, health, etc. And then step three is movement, okay? Things that are going to stimulate your body and get the blood flowing. It can be a workout class if you do have time for that, but it can also just be a walk or somatic stretching or shaking, which also simultaneously is going to help you regulate your nervous system. So double whammy. Some yoga, like literally whatever you prefer, just movement and exercise, because movement and exercise in the morning is so good for your mood and mental well-being because it produces serotonin and dopamine, and it also enhances your body's ability to deal with stressors and obviously helps with your physical well-being as well. And then lastly is step four, which is called proactive. This is going to take place when you actually start your workday. So a psychologist named Ron Friedman explained that starting your day, or like starting your workday, with things like checking your emails, voicemails, answering questions, etc., all primes your brain to be reactive rather than proactive. And it's so much easier to shift from being proactive to reactive, but incredibly more challenging to shift from being reactive back to proactive. So he suggested starting your workday with strategizing sessions or something like that, right? And I actually think Andrew Huberman, I remember Andrew Huberman saying he starts his workday with like research. So something similar to that. Now, all of this might sound like it's a lot, and that it's going to take you a long time. And you might be thinking like, Jerrica, this doesn't work because I have kids. I can't take an hour in the morning to do this. Or Jerrica, I need to be at work at 8 a.m. I don't have the ability to wake up at 5 a.m. to do this without sacrificing my sleep. Or Jerrica, I stay up late studying for school and then get up early for school. I don't have time. Well, lucky for you guys, you can do all of this in literally 5 minutes. Okay, you can create a solid 5-minute morning routine. And here's an example. Okay, I'm going to share with you guys how to do this. So let's say you wake up and you take 1 minute, so 60 seconds, to breathe or tap while you listen to affirmations. Okay, then you take another minute, another 60 seconds to journal, whether it be writing what you're grateful for, writing your intentions for the day, scripting, releasing emotion, whatever you choose, but just for 1 minute. And then after that, you take 2 minutes to read a couple pages of your book. And then you take one final minute to stretch, to do some somatic movement, yoga poses, whatever you choose, okay? That's literally 5 minutes of your time. And it's going to get your mind, body, and soul in check to start your day with mental wellness, motivation, productivity, and just a better mood, right? All while building self-love, because you're actually showing up for yourself. And then you're also going to be more refreshed and recharged and ready to show up and be of service to other people throughout your day, right? It gets to be that easy. You do not need a 2-hour long morning routine like me, unless you desire to and you have the time. And now lastly, before we wrap up this episode, I just want to share with you guys my personal morning routine. And not because you need to copy me or you need to be doing this exact routine to be successful, but I just want to give you insight into what I do for my mind, body, and soul every morning. So when I wake up, I head down to my office where my yoga mat is, and I will meditate with some frequency music in the background for about 15 minutes. I typically like to do visualization meditations and just visualize my next level. I then pop in my affirmations or an Abraham Hicks Rampage audio, and I'll start scripting out into my journal my dream life as if it's currently happening, right? Like writing it in the present moment. And I'll do that for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then I do some EFT tapping around my next level self to start training my nervous system to find safety and normalcy in that dream reality. And like sometimes that takes me about 30 minutes, depending on how easily I feel myself become regulated. Because if, you know, I do one round of EFT and I feel like I just don't feel super regulated yet, then I will do another round, right? I'll keep going until I can feel that I feel better. And then I do 10 minutes of somatic stretches and movement before I go for my morning walk to get in that morning sun, to regulate my circadian rhythm and boost my energy and mood for the day, which is another thing you could do. Like when you're stretching or journaling or reading, and if you don't also simultaneously have time to like go for a walk, do it outside, right? Just to get some morning sunlight, because morning sun has amazing benefits for your mind, body, and soul. But then after that, I come home after, like, I do my walk for around 30 minutes. And then I make breakfast, and then I sit down to watch a podcast episode, and then I get ready for work and I start my day. And all in all, it takes me about 2 hours ish. And that's just because I do each like activity that I do is like 20 minutes on average, 20, 30 minutes on average. So, that's what I do, but you can shorten it, right? You could literally do all of these things, but like 5 minutes each, right? And it'll take you like a half hour. Like create your own routine that works for you. Just like use this like 4-step process that I shared with you guys so that you can get an insight into the types of things that are really going to allow you to set your mind and body up for success throughout your day. Having a morning routine is the reason why I am continuously growing and stepping into new levels, because how you start your day determines how you move through your day, and how you move through your day determines your future success. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, you can drop them below if you are listening on Spotify. Don't forget to connect with me on Instagram and TikTok, and join the membership if you want weekly support in rewiring your brain and nervous system to support the success that you desire. I will catch you guys next Wednesday.